I want to pray two things. I want to pray for Beacon Church.
Yes!
And I want to pray for those of us that feel like I want to move from the house of judgment to the house of mercy. In fact, that's what God was calling us to. So first of all, if you're from Beacon Church, do you want to stand up? It's great to see you. Love you guys so much. Jesus. That's great. I felt like Beacon Church, I see that this time, I know I spoke to you this morning, so Lord, just keep it fresh. Lord, I just see like this is a seed bed time of God growing lots of new, I see lots of new shoots growing in like these seed trays. And I feel like God says to you that you know, there's different times, different seasons. Actually, this is a seed growing time. And I just see like lots of germination happening. I see lots of new things, almost like you took a moment and you stepped out, but the shop, the cafe, you've paused. But actually now now's the time for the seed to start germinating. And you're going to find not just that, but other areas of fruitfulness starting just to bubble up. It's not necessarily the end fruit, but it's like season of new shoots. It's new shoots. So I just see like new families, some new kids, some new teens. So there's something for you through all the churches. I know you do some youth stuff. I feel like God says there's a new, I see like lots of new connections being made, like all sparking out from the youth. So bigger than Beacon, but new shoots, Beacon. So I see new shoots, a new season of multiplication. And don't worry that some of the shoots will grow, but they're not all going to grow at the same time. Okay, some are going to really be rapid, others stay shoots for a long time, and it's almost get used to being a nursery. I feel like God said, I've given you lots. There's some key guys I've noticed this morning. You are fathers in this church, and you need fathers when you've got a lot of babies around. And I feel like even the way you've shaped your room upstairs, you've facilitated children and mums in that seated area. As a church, you're facilitating babies. And I feel like God wants to bring you lots of new babies. Lizzie's husband, yeah. You're a father. And the other guy, the drummer, sorry, I don't know your name, John. Barney. I feel like both of you are to be sons of encouragement. And can I pray for you two guys? I feel like God wanted to give you both prophecy and grow that gift. I don't know that stuff. Come here, let me pray for you. Would that be right, Andrew? I'll pray for you guys. I feel like both of you are sons of encouragement. That's what they call Barnabas, sons of encouragement. I feel like both of you carry a prophetic gift that almost you don't know you've got. But both of you, when I saw you this morning and this evening, your faces speak life, love, and encouragement. You have warm, there's something warm about you. You are nurturing guys. And as you speak out encouragement and nurturing words, not just any word, but as you are wise, you will see some of these shoots. I feel like God wants to call you both, and even I've called you here. There's a leadership call, God pulling you forwards. And you embrace it and you work with it and you be shaped by the other leaders around you. But I feel like God's saying there's a time coming when I want you to be dads in the church too. There's a time coming when I want you to be spiritual dads, because this church needs nursery workers. This church needs nursery workers to work with the new babies in the church. And they're not all going to come pre-planned or pre-formed. So there's going to be like some surprises. But as both of you, God gives grace to work with and encourage. And so, Father, I want to pray for like prophetic. I just see like prophetic gifting. Okay, that's not just like a two-minute slot in a meeting. Can be. But it's just a sense of direction. It's a sense of God speaking. Sometimes it's with intercession. Sometimes it's a strategy. You think, I really got this growing burden. that we should be pushing into this, it's about an individual that you speak it out. So I just see this. I don't know why. I was praying for you the other day, and I just sensed God saying, it can be all sorts of shapes. But Father, I release, Lord, we release a prophetic, encouraging, flowing, Lord, fathering. God, Lord, we call these two guys, Lord, to be fathers. Lord, to be training and learning what it means to be fathers. Lord, that their personalities enhanced with your grace gifts. Father, we ask you for multiplication in who they are. Father, pray, gather teams around them. Lord, gather teams. Lord, it's two of you. It's something even two of you. It's not one of you, it's two. It's like multiplication. God calls you to multiply. Anything you want to say, Rodney? Just want to bless. It'd be great, perhaps other people from church or other places, just come and bless. If someone here, you're prophetic, come and just bless. We want to pray for that prophetic gift. We just want to bless. Jesus.
Yeah, and Beacon Church, I also felt, as Adrian was saying, about the nursery and little seedlings, I just felt actually each family represented is to have a window box.
Come, Lord Jesus.
And everybody's window box will be different. Some will be big window boxes, some will be small, some will be shabby chic, some will be very modern. But there is a responsibility on each family that's represented in the church to have a window box, because the Lord's going to need a lot of space for the seedlings that are going to come. And he's going to teach some of you how to be a gardener in this time. So he wants you to make that space on a windowsill for a window box, even if it's only a small space, because it doesn't matter how small, there will be the space needed for God when he brings those seedlings.